This is 7AD and won't be long now till our new waterfront park down by the Mersey will be officially opened. To tell us more, the council's executive manager, Matthew Skirving. Hello, Matthew.
G'day. Great to be with you.
So you've actually got a competition to name the park, right?
Yeah, so we've launched an online survey process for the community to get involved. There's some suggested names there that our council have developed and an option for the community to also provide us with their suggestions as well.
Yeah, so those names, Lions Plaza, Waterfront Park, Parramapple Park, Mersey River Park, or make your own park name suggestion. And I said it was a competition. It's not really. There's not a prize, but you just get the self-esteem, I guess.
That's right, and certainly a significant project for Devonport. I think the vision of connecting the CBD to the waterfront has been a long-held plan by the community and something that's about to launch into reality and, a really significant opportunity for the community to be involved in part of that process.
Yeah, now the new Novotel Hotel's taking bookings. That's great. So when would you expect Waterfront Park to actually be officially opened?
So it's quite a large site area. We've got some parts of the park that are actually already open to the public, and we'll have some other areas in the coming weeks that will start to open up further. We've still got some work to do down on the foreshore area around the playground, and there's a new picnic and toilet shelter which is coming together there. But certainly in the coming months, we'll be opening up the park in a staged way. And then closer to the end of the year, we've got some events planned to celebrate the opportunity to sort of access the full park with the community. And then we've got some major events planned later in the year to really celebrate the fact that we've got this new space available to the city.
Yeah, and how good does that elevated walkway look?
Yeah, look, it's a significant feature of the park, and it's a pretty iconic, piece of imagery for people, sailing up the river and welcoming people to Tassie. I think, it's a different a view of the city when the community get their chance to get out on the end of that and, reflect back on our town and also, the view up the river. It's pretty spectacular, but look, it also serves a pretty important function for us. We know we've got those fantastic sort of foreshore trails around Victoria Parade and the coastal pathway now linking us all the way through to La Trobe. And that elevated walkway really does an important job in terms of, picking people up from coming out of the CBD, safely getting them across Formby Road and the rail corridor and being able then to access that foreshore trail directly. So as much as it's about that kind of iconic, structure and experience in terms of getting out over the water's edge there, it really also, provides an important kind of service in terms of safely getting people across those two pretty busy pieces of infrastructure.
Yeah. And just briefly, over the other side of the river, of course, we've got the port development coming up as well.
Yeah, really significant project for Devonport. And I think Tasports are quoted as saying that's their most significant capital investment in the state. It really cements Devonport as a significant tourism entry point for the state, but also the significant freight activity that happens over there. So I think we've got a lot of industry that is aligned with that fast freight service out of the state, particularly high-value agricultural product, which really relies on that. And we're seeing some fantastic investment from TT Line and Sea Road, particularly in their new vessel acquisitions, but also Tasports coming in behind that too. A significant amount of money in terms of upgrading that infrastructure to really future-proof the port for the future benefit of Tassie.
Indeed. Well, a lot to look forward to there. But back to Waterfront Park. So name the park. If you've got an idea, then you got till the end of the month. So devonport.tas.gov.au and follow the links there and tell us what you think it should be called. Thanks a lot, Matthew. Appreciate it.
No worries. Awesome.
Have a good day.
Cheers.